Swing for the fences with the Fence Authority. They've been providing the Delaware Valley with fences for almost 3 decades. With 4 stores throughout the region and one of the largest inventories of wood, vinyl, and aluminum fencing, the Fence Authority makes your next fence as easy as 1, 2, 3. Do it yourself or get it installed with the best workmanship warranties in the country. So swing for the fences at the Fence Authority. Your new fence is waiting at fenceauthority.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of cheap fun.
Girl, you something else.
Right,
let's move on.
Bro,
it's not breaking news. I think it's really
exciting. You know, I'll go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
Rockin' to the dog. You got another thing coming.
Watchdogs over the Metropolitan.
Megan Rapinoe. Finally, but not last.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Try peanut butter A.
Request denied.
Bye.
What? Request
Kick
denied.
Kick the ball, you
Bye.
Little bitch.
What? Request denied.
Bye.
What? Request denied.
Bye.
What?
Bye. All right, it's our final club of the week, bros. Make it a good one. Ready, break. Look at that, dude. Look at you guys here. God. That's real hair.
Yeah, that's a white man afro right there.
Yeah.
And like a white man with gray.
How'd you like to be sitting behind that guy? Can't see the court.
No. It's interesting. I wonder how you get to that point. That was like an old school 70s, like.
Yeah, but he was white.
But he was
and
white.
It, and it was a.
And it was like picked out. And had to be a. Yeah, had to be a mix. I don't think white guys can have that kind of hair. Well, maybe you got the Jufro happening. I don't know. Bob Ross, you know, he had the nice old afro.
Well, Hawk Tua Girl is not going to prison.
Do we know that for certain?
Well, no. This is just according to her.
Oh.
She is saying that the SEC's thorough investigation into her meme coin is over.
Oh. And it's all on the up and up.
She's clean. Yeah, they actually did launch an investigation into her.
Probably should.
She had the Hawk token. And, of course, it crashed in value just like all those other...
I can't believe that's still a thing that people are...
Well, this is my question about these things. Listen, she's a bonehead, whatever. Yeah. But aren't you a bigger bonehead if you buy it?
Yeah, the only problem with it is like Fartcoin and this stuff. I mean, there are people making money. So I think the problem is that you see, like, if you get in on these
things... So you're just trying to time
it. You're just trying to time it. I don't think anyone believes that the Hawk Tua coin or the Fartcoin or whatever dumbass thing they're coming up with is like a long-term thing. But I do think that there are people that believe that if you're smart and you get in and get out, you can make your money.
Can I then say, what's the problem with these? I mean...
It just preys on the dumb and vulnerable.
Well, okay, but this is my point. That if you're dumb, you're dumb.
Yeah.
It's not... I don't know. Like, we don't need to protect everybody from everything. Yeah. It's like, you're just an idiot.
Sure. And I say on here, she's saying that there's no restrictions on what she can do in regards to crypto or securities in the future. So if someone falls, if she launches another coin or whatever and someone falls for it again, then
that's on them.
That's on them.
Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah. Well, it's like there's this, and I don't know if we necessarily had this. I'm trying to think of what our get rich when we were growing up, but I know so many people. I mean, Will is right in that age range. How many bros do you have, Will, that want that think that they are going to get rich off of crypto?
Oh, I had a bunch of buddies that were trying to get me to buy like Ethereum yeah. and like the Bitcoin, and those are like
those are the big ones.
The reputable ones. Yeah. Everyone had an Acorn account. All my buddies had GameStop bought.
Yeah,
it's stupid. I stay away.
So I like Acorn. I have an Acorn account.
I think that's just kind of become.
It's a good bit.
Yeah, I think.
Do you know what an Acorn account is?
Yeah, well, it's how you buy stocks.
Well, you can, they
take like percentages of whatever you.
Well,
buy.
Well, it's like the thing where if your debit card is you buy something for $7.90.
Yeah.
It'll take the 10 cents and just throw it into the Acorn's investment account. Then you can invest in whatever you want.
Sure,
it's like Robin Hood, but it has a little extra layer.
Yeah,
kind of cool.
But we all hate Robin Hood.
Why?
Robinhood's the GameStop crew, where they stopped all that stuff.
Right.
The Gen Z guys don't like that.
So is Acorn the new one then?
That's what they use. I got a guy I pay, and he takes care of it for me. I don't touch it.
Yeah, you're old school. You're like this old guys. Mm-hmm. Now, there is a new coin I just read about. No, it's not a coin. Sorry. An app that some kid came up with, and it's kind of cool where you can basically follow each other's portfolios, and it will have portfolios of super rich, like Buffett, and
because
all his trades, people know what he's buying and selling.
Yeah.
And the same with like
Nancy Pelosi,
and all them. Yeah. And so, if you want a tail, it's all on there.
Yeah,
you just have to pay. I think you have to pay it's a monthly or an annual fee. And you start your own, and then if you get really good and you start doing, trading, buying and selling and stuff, people can follow you.
I've seen ones too now where they're just doing AI stuff, right? It's an AI account, and the AI goes through and, you know, it's like, hey, this is, you know, the AI, you know, notices all the trends and goes off that. I mean, there's a lot of different ways. I just think that I think Will's age is going to be that group that is going to try to upset the system. That they think that this is there's ways you can make money without really doing anything. And I think
we already did.
You what?
We think we already did.
Yeah.
Like this is where I'm on your guys' side. Like usually I think you guys are a little old. No, we're in the same page. Like. Do you know what I mean? You got this where people think that they're going to buy meme coins, upset the system, buy all the GameStop stuff. Whenever that kitty guy comes back in, they always buy whatever he says to buy.
Yeah.
The other big one with my generation is the nameless, faceless YouTube account.
What does that mean?
So you like make an example would be you make NBA highlights, right?
Yeah.
So you name your page NBA highlights page and you go and you get rights free NBA highlights for Andre Miller and you make a highlight tape of Andre Miller and then you just post it on YouTube. You post a couple shorts. Eventually people get super excited about your sick edits. They come in, they follow you. And then after you get enough subscribers, enough people watching it, you make money on the ad revenue.
There's so many of those. I know people that, what's the other one? Like drop shipping places. They tell you, okay, you go on Amazon, you set up a thing. This company makes T-shirts and they ship them out for you or whatever. There's a bunch of there's all these different ways now where, you know, I guess in our days it would have been like selling Amway or, you know, Cutco knives or whatever.
Oh, yeah, Amway.
You know,
good.
That was always one that I had some friends that did that. And this new one with my kids and even some younger people I know. That's become a one. Obviously,
isn't the Amway big with the Mormies?
Oh, yeah.
Big in the church?
Yeah. Well, because the church people, I mean, I don't like to talk ill of the church people because there's some really good people. But there is a level of, and I think it's probably this way amongst all churches, but certainly the Mormon church, there's an idea of, well, I'm Mormon, you're Mormon, therefore you will trust me and let's all do this together. Mormons are very big into pyramid schemes, at least in my experience.
Because they all trust each other.
They all trust each other. I knew a lot of people that were that sold stuff like that, whether it was vacuum cleaners, Cutco, Amway, all of that stuff. That was certainly a thing in the Mormon church when I grew up. The other one, too, that I actually, there are people that make, I have a buddy of mine who has a friend who, she's a hot, and she just streams. And I'm not even talking about like porno stuff. She's just as hot. And she does Twitch streaming, and she basically just kind of, every now and then she comes back. They're friends, and she comes and stays with them in Portland for a little bit. And then I think she's in Australia right now. And he showed me what she does, and I'm like, this is what she does? And he goes, yeah. She sits on her thing for like 6 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
and she just, sometimes she plays video games, other times she just talks, and she's a hot, but she doesn't gear it down, she doesn't do nudity or whatever, and she's not rich, but she makes a decent living literally sitting in front of the camera, and there's a lot of young hots that think, whether it's OnlyFans or this, that's the way to make money.
Isn't that actually a way to make money, though?
It is.
As opposed to the crypto dream.
Yeah. I mean, I think the idea is that you can make money doing both of those things, and both of them can come crashing down in a giant hurry.
Well, they could, but I don't know. I mean, OnlyFans seems different. Crypto, you're relying on, like, if what you buy crashes,
you're out.
Unless you dump it, I mean, you're screwed. OnlyFans, like, that's your... It's like a business.
Yeah.
I mean, as long as you do it well...
Yeah.
You know.
And you're hot.
Yeah, exactly. And stay hot.
Stay hot.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like, that to me seems way more legitimate, even if some people may
look
scoff
down
at
on it or whatever.
Yeah, that's not... That to me is not speculative.
But I do think with the youth, there is the idea that working a job anymore or working at a UPS or working as a plumber or whatever, that is like a boomer.
Yeah.
Why would I do that when I can make money doing this?
It's not all of us. It's definitely not all of us, but it is a higher portion than I would love to admit or love to cop to.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's definitely like, how can you be a vlogger? Or the other big one that really drives me nuts is everyone's got a side hustle.
Yeah.
So a lot of like the Bitcoin bros, that's their side hustle. And they listen to Gary Vee while they trade.
I mean, I would imagine that if you are going to live your life that way and pursue those types of endeavors, you better have a side hustle.
Sure.
I mean, a side hustle is just code for an actual job.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or just a way for you to make money while you're trying.
Guaranteed money.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like, I don't know. It's funny. The terminology has changed. It's basically you don't have a job.
Yeah.
You have a dream that you're pursuing, and that's great. And maybe you'll make a bunch of money off of that dream. But in the meantime, you need to bring in money. It's basically just a job.
Sure. Well, and I think more and more youth are doing again, it's the idea of going to a job and sitting there for a period of time is not appealing. So they would rather piece together a life by, again, four different side hustles to create one main job.
If you got that hustle in you,
yeah,
knock yourself out.
Yeah.
There's also the slow and steady way.
Yeah. I just think more and more with the invent and the rise of social media, and you see so many people on Instagram. Who's the gal that just died? The Gabby Petrino?
Gabby Petrino.
Gabby Petrino, right? Like that. She just decided, like, she's like, I'm going to be a travel vlogger. I'm going to buy a van. I'm going to fix it up, and I'm going to travel the country. Because, again, and so someone else sees that and is like, well, I can do that. That sounds better than working a job. So I think there's so many of those out there. My son, when he was little, used to play video games, and he had some friends that were like, well, I'm going to be a pro gamer. And it's the same thing as if you were 12 and said, I'm going to go play in the NFL. Well, some people make money. Yeah, there are. But the same number of people that are making money in the NFL, it seems like it's more accessible. But I would make the argument that becoming a successful streamer, a vlogger, a e-gamer, whatever, it's probably just as hard from a number standpoint as being a professional athlete. But to them, I think this group of kids coming up, it seems way more attainable than playing in the NBA or being Beyonce.
Well, it is more attainable it's you. Yeah. Like, I don't have to be a certain height to be to be a streamer. I don't have to have a certain look. Half the time with these streamers, I don't even have to be hot. I just have to have some sort of entertainment factor.
But I would make the argument that, again, from a percentage point, I'm guessing the people that are doing it, there are so many that are doing it, and the number of people that actually make a living out of it, I'm guessing it's somewhere around the same neighborhood as someone that says, I'm going to be an actor, I'm going to be an athlete, I'm going to do something along those lines.
Yeah, but I think there's a difference. You can't just be a part-time basketball player.
Yeah.
In this scenario, Will's talking about, you can make a little money there. You can make a little money on this. Yeah. You can make a little money at that side hustle. And I think that there is value in having a lot of different, a lot of different disciplines, a lot of different hustles that you're going after, because you and I, and we know it of the way of you get a job and you work your way up and this and that. But that, I would imagine, for the youth, it was even for me, and I'm getting to be 50 now. That's really mundane,
and it's
hard and it's long. And I talk to my kids about this all the time. Discipline and patience are the two hardest things about growing money or growing your net worth. Discipline and patience are the two hardest things, and it's very hard for youth to have those things. And so, I think it scratches their itch more because they're a little bit more fast twitch because of, for a myriad of reasons.
Sure.
That they just have multiple things out there that they piece together. I know it's weird for us because that's not how we did it, but I think it's perfectly achievable. It's just, if you don't, I mean, now what are you going to do? I mean, I think it's just safer. What we're saying is much safer, but it's also much more boring and takes a lot more patience and discipline.
Yeah, but I do appreciate the fact that I think there are a lot of people that realizing that sitting in a crappy cubicle for 9 hours at a job you hate is a slow, painful death. And so I do admire that a lot of them aren't being like, dude, this is not how I'm going to live my life. Yep. I am not going to sit there at a crappy dead-end job where the company doesn't value me. As someone said, I think being self-employed is worth a lot more than what boomers think. Yes, I think there are a lot of old people that think that having hustles or being self-employed is a loser way to go about it. And I couldn't agree more that that is an archaic way of thinking.
I would say with my generation, there is a lot less of pride in I worked for this and I built it up into this. It is much more about, how can I make as much money as possible? Because if I can make the most amount of money as possible, I can be happy because I can buy the cool thing. I can buy the cool toy. I can be looked at favorably from people who are older than me and younger than me and the same age as me.
And it's a double-edged sword, because for everyone that whatever, you Mr. Beast or whatever, whoever the big guy is, there's also the weird Andrew Tate thing. Where you're just one of the worst human beings on the planet, but you put out this lifestyle and you end up with this giant following, and you end up with this little army of little wannabe rapists and abusers that think Andrew Tate is the definition of masculinity. It's like anything else. There's a dark side to everything. And it's just, I just think it's harder for this generation coming up to navigate all of these waters. I think there's more opportunity than anyone's ever had, but I also think it's way more perilous and dangerous than it's ever been.
Someone texts, I work with college students, and a common trait is that they all want the same lifestyle as their parents by 30 when it took their parents until 50 to reach it.
Yes.
That's exactly right.
Because they say, I don't want to waste my life getting there. And you're like, well,
it's not a waste.
Yeah, it's the journey.
The joy is in the journey.
Yeah.
And by the way, once you get some money, newsflash, doesn't make you happier.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Doesn't.
Hierarchy of needs.
You youngs. By the way, Hawk Tua girl, here's the big news.
Hawk Tua!
We buried the lead.
Yeah, what's old Hawk Tua doing?
Well, she said she's got her Talk Tua podcast back.
God.
And she says she's not going to be in the meme coin game anymore. But there is a documentary in the works.
Spit on that thing.
So we get to see an hour and a half, 2 hours of...
Of her spinning on that? That's about life. The only thing.
What? What? Her what?
How dare you?
She's such a loser.
I don't mind her. I'm with you, Will.
No.
She's all right.
Yes.
Kind of cute.
Could be way worse.
Bubbly little American. Kind of naive, but... She's riding the wave.
Seems kind of dumb.
Yeah, just kind of exactly.
Could be worse.
Just trying to make the best of what the of saying Hawk Tua on video. Yeah. Can you believe that? Like that's what she said.
Yeah.
What Nashville? I think
Nashville. I think at a bachelorette party, and she has made millions upon millions
of
dollars.
Yeah.
Off of it.
Amazing.
Someone stuck a camera in her face, and she said, "Spit on that thing."
Spit on that thing.
Yeah. Hawk Tua. I respect it. All right, two restaurant giants are merging. Which two? Next on The Fan.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.